everybody. My name is Claudia, and today in this program I'm going to talk about dreams. So all the sleep disorders can be strange, but a few are soul-shaking as sleeping paralysis. And this is what I'm going to talk about because I suffer it for almost a whole year every night. So, during a sleep paralysis episode, your brain is essentially awake, but you're frozen from the neck down and you're unable to speak. Your eyes can see, but you have a little control over how to use them or on what they focus. In this limbo between sleep and waking, some people, like in my case, feel crushing pressure on their chest, and others might maybe hallucinate watching beasts or malevolent spirits in the room with them. Anyhow, the global feeling is that you're powerless to defend yourself and you must watch and wait, and you can't even scream. It's really scary. So during this sleep, something called atonia comes to your muscles and keeps you from falling around and injuring yourself while you're dreaming. Sleeping paralysis happens when your brain moves out this phase, but your body hasn't yet caught up. It's more common than we think. This phenomenon can be recognized across different cultures and through history. Perhaps the most famous example of a sleeping paralysis in art is Henri Fuseli's painting called The Nightmare. In this painting, we can see many of the symptoms of sleeping paralysis. There is a sleeping woman laying on her back with a demon sitting on the chest and the strange-looking creatures in the background. This is considered one of the first artistic impressions of a sleeping paralysis, and it's pretty equal comparing to what I experienced 2 years ago. I was living in Bilbao 2 years ago in a really old house, and each night I was about to sleep and suddenly I found myself totally awake, lying down in bed but with no control over my body. This can be a little stressful, but not as terrifying as the thing that happens next. So, okay, there I was, without moving, laying on my bed, watching the darkness, and I start feeling a heavy weight against my chest. And that weight returns darker and darker and starts to move in its own cycle. And I have this feeling that this shadow is trying to enter inside me. And it was super scary, and it happened to me all nights without stop. But thanks God, this episode ended when I left the house. And I'm so lucky to don't have it again. Thank you.